on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Tesco Bank has frozen some transactions after 20,000 of its customers had money stolen in a security breach at the weekend. It's promised all those affected will get a refund. Some had hundreds of pounds taken from their current accounts. Consumer expert Sally Francis is frustrating for customers affected.
It is promising that people won't lose out from this. They will get their money back, but they're not saying when that is. So for people that have had large amounts taken, it could be a period where, you know, they're going without that large amount of cash for things that they need.
KMFM News.
Hillary Clinton's been cleared by the FBI of any wrongdoing for using her personal email account while she was Secretary of State. Her rival in the presidential race, Donald Trump, claims his opponent is being protected by a rigged system. She didn't mention it during a rally in Ohio, but opponent Donald Trump isn't happy.
What I want to do as your president is really to build on and continue what I've done my entire life. Fighting for kids and families, standing up for our country.
Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. The people know it. And now it's up to the American people to deliver justice at the ballot box on November 8th.
It's the last full day of campaigning before the election. A jury at the Old Bailey has been sent out in the trial of a man accused of killing a police officer from Kent he met on a gay dating app, Grindr. 50-year-old Stefano Brizzi from South London denies murdering PC Gordon Semple from Greenhithe in April, insisting a game went wrong. He admits trying to get rid of the body, though. A man has been winched to safety after a boat ran aground in Margate. Emergency crews, including the Coast Guard helicopter, were called to Walpole Bay just before nine this morning. The man was the only person on board the fishing vessel. You can see a video of the rescue at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Figures show there's been a drop in the number of people being reported missing in Kent. Around 9,500 reports have been made to police in the county in the past year, down by around 1,000 on the previous 12 months. Joe Abbs is from the National Crime Agency's Missing Persons Bureau. He says a lot of work is done in Kent to prevent people from disappearing.
I know that Kent has very good practices around safeguarding young children and safeguarding older adults too. And they're the two groups that would cause most of the repeat missing. So people suffer, living with dementia rather, and children in care.
Meantime, the family of a Medway woman who hasn't been seen for 14 years say they're still hopeful she'll be found. Rebecca Carr was 22 when she went missing from Gillingham. Despite efforts from her family and extensive police searches, she's never been traced. Her sister Laura says they just want closure.
As awful as it sounds, a body, some evidence, you know, I don't care at this point in time. I don't care who's responsible if anything drastic has happened. Just want some closure.
KMFM News.
A Kent primary school which was badly damaged by fire remains closed today on the day pupils were due back after half term. Police are investigating the blaze at St James's on the Isle of Grain 8 days ago. Sam Jury has two children who go there.
All the children's memories and hard work was in the school, and also their pride as well. My daughter's been saying there was things she wanted to show me that was in the school, and now she can't, and also the teacher's hard work.
From Thursday, most classes will move to nearby All Hallows Primary when rebuilding work gets underway. And X Factor bosses are investigating problems with the show's voting app after viewers accused them of a fix. Some were unable to use it to register a so-called lifeline vote last night. Four of Diamonds ended up being sent home.
KMFM Sport.
Football in three Kent sides will be in the draw for the second round of the FA Cup tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, a last-minute free kick tonight made Stoke United a famous win in the first round of the competition. They drew 1-1 with League One Rochdale at the Gallagher Stadium yesterday after the visitors equalised late on, and they now face a replay. Here's Stones boss Jay Saunders.
It's football, we move on. It's just a game way to... It feels like a loss, but it's a game when you're that close to beating a League One side, and I think we deserve to beat them. It's cutting, obviously.
Elsewhere, Gillingham and Dover Athletic also face replays after their first round matches ended in draws at the weekend too. The balls to look out for in the draw tonight are 13, 16 and 19. Staying with football, and the interim England manager Gareth Southgate won't commit to whether Harry Kane is going to start against Scotland on Friday. The Tottenham striker returned from injury in their 1-1 Premier League draw with Arsenal yesterday and is in contention for this week's World Cup qualifier as a result. And Britain's Andy Murray is now officially the best best tennis player in the world. He replaced Novak Djokovic as world number one for the first time. British women's number one Johanna Konta is in 10th in the latest women's ranking. US Open winner Angelique Kerber ends the season ranked first.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.